He was a changeling, a being querulous and pitiful, needing indulgence and sacrifices. In a little while, a new state of affairs was established. I ceased to consider him as a man to whom one told things, of whom one could expect help or advice. We all ceased to consider him at all in that way. We humoured him, put pleasant things before him, concealed what was disagreeable. A poor old man he was indeed, in those concluding years, weakly rebellious against the firm kindliness of my cousin, his housekeeper and nurse. He, who had once been so alert, was now at times astonishingly apathetic, at times an impish malice I had never known in him before gleamed in little acts and speeches. His talk rambled, and for the most part was concerned with small, long-forgotten contentions. It was indistinct and difficult to follow because of a recent loss of teeth, and he craved for brandy to restore even for a moment the sense of strength and well-being that ebbed and